So the Adelaide Fringe, one of the biggest events in the state, and can be really hard for those living in regional SA to make it down to Adelaide. The Desert Fringe is here to solve that problem. Some of the best fringe acts are coming up to Port Augusta at the start of March. I'm joined now by Maria Anderson. She's the Aboriginal Arts and Cultural Facilitator at the Port Augusta Council. How are you going today, Maria?
I'm really good, thank you, Rachel.
That's good. And now the Desert Fringe in its 12th year this year?
Yes, it is. In the 12th year.
And it's going to be a huge, a massive three-day program at the start of March. We've got a huge, huge lineup as well.
Yes, we do have a huge lineup, and I think it's a very interesting lineup, and a lot of excitement around this year's Fringe too.
Yeah, awesome. So we'll just walk through some of the stuff that's coming up. Deadly Funny is a show, one-of-a-kind comedy event. It's going to be pretty interesting. Can you tell us a bit about it?
Yes, the Deadly Funny is going to be hosted by Sean Chilborough. And Sean is a young Aboriginal fellow from Townsville in Queensland. Sean is also known as his knowledge, and we consider him to be one of the funniest and most enduring Aboriginal comedian we have. Sean comes from a big family of 12, and you can just imagine their table when Sean's in the house. And so Sean also likes to dance and get up and impersonate someone else. And so, yes, it's really honoured to have Sean back here in Port Augusta, and we look forward to him coming.
That's definitely going to be one show not to miss. It's going to be, obviously, side-splitting by the sounds of it.
Definitely. So bring your dance shoes and all your moves and get involved and get up and enjoy Sean.
Certainly will. Now, the Desert Fringe Club, that one's going down on Saturday. This one's a kids' show, isn't it?
It is. The kids' show is going to... We have the workshop on the Friday, which is another comedy. It's going to be cheeky. It's going to be loud. It's going to be black and proud. And it's what's kicking off our Fringe. I believe that there's also a trip up for grab for those who are keen to get up and show that you've got a funny side of you. So the workshop is open to the public. It's from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. in the Institute, and the ages is 18 and over. And so to participate in that event, all you need to do is just get up and do a funny skit and for 5 minutes, and basically just tell us why you want to know about comedy, and make sure it's deadly and funny.
Brilliant. So definitely bring your best jokes on that day, and you could walk away with a pretty sweet prize.
Yep.
One event caught my eye. This one, pretty spectacular. It's the 64 at the Institute Theatre. It's a vocal group, four-piece. I didn't realise they're all under 21.
Yes, 64. I got to meet one of the guys today, and I was quite impressed with them. And he did a quick little rehearsal on singing. And so, yes, Port Augusta, get along and support this young group. They're going to be doing some of the stuff is around the 60s and the 70s and the 80s. So if you like that music back then, this show is definitely for you to come along and let's try and pack out the Institute Theatre and support this group who's made their first time coming to Port Augusta.
Definitely. Now, you've had a bit of a sneak peek, obviously. They did a bit of a sneaky bit for you. What are your thoughts on it?
Oh, absolutely love it. I had no intentions of going, but I'll be definitely buying my ticket to go along now.
You heard it here first, guys. Definitely worth seeing.
Yeah, it was such an honour, and what amazing voice this young guy had. And so I encourage everyone, if you like the 60s, 70s and the 80s music, definitely come down and support these guys.
That's brilliant. So the Desert Fringe, of course, kicking off from the 1st to the 3rd of March. Everyone, more than welcome. Some awesome shows on the lineup, something for absolutely everybody. Thank you so much for talking with us, Maria.
Yeah, now come down, and we also have our locals. I'd like to give a little plug to them. The Dusty Feet kids will be participating. We also have the Desert Voices participating. And then we've got the Jukala Barker, which is Nancy Bates, who worked with Archie Roach in 2016. And so she's coming along with her ukulele and doing some stuff. So, yeah, put Fringe on your calendar, the 1st to the 3rd of March 2019, and let's come out and support this beautiful festival, and let's vibrate Port Augusta and get involved.
Thank you once again, Maria Anderson from the Port Augusta Council. You can grab all the details on the Desert Fringe right now at the Adelaide Fringe website.